Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL Milan!
It's Walsh.
It's the Kev Pod, baby! It's the Walsh buzzing pod. Did you see?
So fucking funny, man.
Pep just blowing him kisses from the sideline. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Well,
but
you'll
I
see
can
it.
Imagine
in,
it.
You'll see it in GIF form via Cole for the thumbnail of this episode. Because
I mean, he like, was on. Yeah, he was unplayable.
It's gotta be it's gotta be Pep and Walsh both blowing Kevin kisses. Like that's the only thing to do here.
Yeah, you know what are you gonna do here?
Kev he caps. Pops.
He pops up with a huge fucking haul, and it works out for me.
You have such a big fan base. You have so many fans around the world. You don't even know because you don't know what social media is. But
yeah.
Everyone
happy for me.
Is so psyched. Everyone is fucking Walsh, like big balls. Walsh's balls are back. Like, let's fucking go. And you know, I was thinking also, it's like, I don't know if it was last year postmortem or 2 years postmortem, where I was kind of looking at like first half ish to versus second half ish of the season. And I was like, first half, when we went against the chalk cap, we were really, really bad. We were hitting like a 1-8 or something ahead of the chalk cap. And second half, we were really good. Like things kind of settled. We know who's good. We know the matchups we like and don't like.
Yeah.
And look at you.
Yeah.
Flying.
Living proof of
absolutely
it.
Absolutely flying.
Thank you for all the well wishes to whomever sent them in that I didn't receive. Alon Vike can, you know, this is plenty enough messenger pigeoning of them over.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just obviously I'm just on sheer which ball am I talking to? You know, this was the right the right one on this
that's
one.
That's the thing. Yeah.
That's the thing. But yeah, you just play. It's fun. It's a fucking disaster. Roll of the dice mess generally. And, you know, sometimes you roll snake eyes and sometimes you roll whatever the good thing in craps is to roll when it's your turn.
7 or 11, maybe, I think.
Depends. It could be anything.
Depends if they're betting against you or with you, but that would
depends
be
depends where your
vibes.
Chips are on the table.
Yeah, right.
And then my wrong ball was me sitting here with Gab and White on the bench and Ruben and Gavard in my lineup. Just a little minus 10 there for me.
I
but,
hated
you know,
that. Yeah, I mean,
what are you going
to
do?
Well, get to our teams. Before we do our teams, I want to do the cup tiebreaker. I mean, you're obviously throwing the cup, Cap Kev, even though Barrick made it a little bit close.
Did he? What did he get?
Well, because he had Kai. He only beat him by 6 points. So he had Kai, and he had a double Arsenal defender and like some other random. He had like an Emerson and Neto.
And he didn't. He actually played as Arsenal players.
Yes, they were in the lineup. Big difference. Big advantage. Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
But so there's one. You're through.
I should have bench boosted this week. Fuck.
Holy
man.
Shit! Your bench is 5-5-6-4. My God.
I wish that happened last week when my guys weren't playing. But how the cookie crumbles. All right. So what do we got? We have one tie.
One tie break. For those who don't know what we're doing, when there's a tie in the knockout rounds of the Cup, we just make a decision based on their team names of who
which
we like
prefer.
More. Yeah, which just straight up. Simple. Science. We just keep it scientific. Really simple. Yeah, exactly. Very scientific. So one is Sob on my sly. Spelled Sob like Soba Sly.
Don't like that. All right. What's the next one?
Yeah. And the other one is Coach Novensky, which looks like something to do with this person's name based on what I can see. And Mike with the shout out in our Discord, he said, why don't you just use the kits as a tiebreaker in the Cup when the team names are similar quality?
Oh, see, I'm off the kit. Like, I don't even do one.
About to say neither of these people even did one. So, good. You know, I like that. What do
we
do
they're
there?
Both checkbox for both of them, equally cross-canceling each other out. I don't know
what to make of these.
I don't like either of them. Can we really eliminate like both either. Of them and put you in their place?
I'm down. Maybe we just banhammer. Just fucking get in there.
I don't like the Sobo Sly innuendo-y. Like, it doesn't even work. It's just like,
it doesn't
my
work.
Dick.
It doesn't
not funny.
It doesn't rhyme
bad.
With Slob on My Knob, but I am a big fan of Slob on My Knob by 3-6 Mafia. So, like, I like their taste, but I don't like their name, their interpretation of it with the name. Coach Novensky, I mean, this person's name on FPL is Nariman Navai. N-A-V-A-E-E. They're not from here, if you know what I mean.
So do we want to be like xenophobic here? Are we good
they're
with it?
Swedish. I don't know.
Do we need more Scandos? I would have thought that was like a Russian or...
Yeah.
Something like that.
I wish we could tell if they're actually a coach. Like, I would love it if they're just like, they coach their kids' team in middle school or something. I'm like, yeah, that's your fucking name. I like it.
Or if they have actual coaching badges.
Yes. Also would love that. But
I can't go for the Soba Sly one. I think it's just awful. I like the coach one more. I think these are both horrendous names.
Both terrible names. If you're going to make a Slob on My Knob, it's got to rhyme, right? It's got to be like a slab riff. Slab head. Slab on my bob or something. Like, if that was his name, easy win. Easy
slab
win.
Slab on my bob, but then I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but Soap on My Slab.
If it was something
know.
Else, it could have won. Let's put it that way.
Okay, Coach Novensky, good job by you. All right. Your win. Okay, moving on. So let me pull up your fucking masterclass here. Oh, whoops. I just closed my FPL pages.
My throat and my voice, I'm coming off it. It's a little bit not typical. Just apologies.
That's fine. No, I think we can just chalk that up to you waking up late and watching the Kevin highlights. That's what I'm chalking up to. Yeah, so 78. Look at you. Saves and gets a 78. Flying. You passed me. You're beating me by 1 point now.
Suck my dick.
Yeah,
how's that for a team name?
So by my fucking side. I should report so by my side. We should report everyone who loses. Get fucked, dude.
It made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, everyone did pretty good. The Nari coming off a few minutes before the clean was the thing that happened.
Yeah.
You know, he's just, got the again, playing, he's not even playing wing, he's just playing striker. I mean, his role in the team and his positioning continues to be out of control. But we'll see, you know, we'll see if he makes it this weekend, probably not. Everyone did the things, just, you know, benched all the cleans. And
I wish you asked me so badly. I mean, I feel so strongly about the Arsenal guys. Like, I just feel so strongly about how much better their defense is than everyone in the league. Yeah. I think they're fully never bench territory. Like, they fucking dominate everyone. They're the best team in the league.
They're
really
not going to like my lineup decision this week.
Oh,
I guess,
my
then.
God. Who are they playing? Wait, who is each team
playing? They're not playing Luton at home. I'll tell you that much. God. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
I likely will get one for the 8 Nori spot. You know, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to use a transfer play there. So yeah. But
jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. What about you over there? How'd you do?
I don't remember. Oh yeah, 66, not bad. Also saved. So I'll take a little green arrow on a save. Happy about that.
Oh, yeah, and Mo and Darwin get the exact same points. Classic.
Yep. But you know, you Captain Kev, I still got some points over most people. Maybe not most, but a lot of people are capped on Palmer. So Son my cap of Holland. Yeah, Son and Palmer. So I got a little bit there. Got a little bit there.
You take that.
It's just pens every week. Pens are good. Every week. Tempted to get rid of Sokka, pen. Mo was terrible, pen. It's just like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Holland could have fucking triple returned in open play, but at least he got one and two bones because he doesn't do anything. So we take those.
Yeah, you take that.
But yeah, good. Good spot. I still need to figure out when I'm going to use my chips.
You have a lot of them left.
I mean, my gut right now, I'm definitely going to be like in your DMs soon this week to figure out my situation. But I think I'm probably going to use both frees this week, free hit next week, and then take it from there. And for triple cap, I'm not sure, but I kind of like Palmer in 35. I just think they're really good attacking fixtures, Villa and Spurs, who both just concede so much space and so many goals.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like that, but.
Okay. Yeah I'm not very sold on it, but.
Yeah.
There's still more doubles to be confirmed, so it's kind of hard to speculate, like, when the 37, when the next doubles get confirmed could make, like, really good matchups or really bad matchups for the next one. And then I still have a bench boost, so I don't fucking know what I'm going to do. But I could also use my two frees to just bench boost in 34 pretty easily. So that's another option. But I don't know. I don't want to get into this bullshit. You should have
fucking bench boosted this week. 16. It's pretty good.
What did I get? Yeah.
Regs.
The one week I need him to pop his little stupid fucking head up. Nowhere to be found. Deep Rex. Last on my bench. Last on my fucking bench. Yeah, Neto, man. I mean, he's been still very bad overall since when I wildcarded him in, but lately he's been showing flashes of why I got him in. Like when they don't clean, he's getting saves and bonus. When they do clean, he's auto on bones. It's just that's why he's good. But yeah, they've been a mess. But
So what are we doing today, man? What do we got today on the docket, doggy?
Yeah, mug league and shit like that. I mean, it's early. We'll do April next week.
Okay.
Yeah, where should we start? Should we start with my team? Just terrible.
Yeah, you know,
dropping 2 points to Man United.
Yeah, I mean, it's
bummer, dude.
The thing with Liverpool, just watching them, you know, from the more big picture is, you know, any game that they don't win feels like an injustice because they look better than their opponent, like, other than the City and Arsenal games, like other than 4 games a year, every game.
I mean, to be fair, I think you would say the exact same about City and Arsenal. And even a team like Spurs in half the games at least. But I'm saying it's a big drop off, but still, you know. But yeah, I mean,
yeah, those three teams have that. Like, other than those 4 games on their schedule, like, they look better than the enemy every game. So when you don't win, it is you point your fingers at yourselves. You know, I mean, and this was classic case, right? We've seen these types of games from Liverpool. Yeah, I mean, for years, right? It's just they just miss chances. They don't grind it out, you know.
One of the guys on the Anfield Rap review brought up, I think the XG was like, it was like so minuscule difference to the 5-0 last year.
Sure.
And it's just like that, like those chances they created in the first half were probably better than the chances they created in the 5-0 in the first half last year. And sometimes, you know, Szoboszlai and Mo score their huge chances in the first half, and sometimes they don't. Yeah. And usually when a team doesn't, it comes back to bite them, and it came back to bite them in big time with some fucking worldy. I mean, those goals.
Yeah.
Like watching the replay after I, you know, was not pissed off anymore. I mean, those both those Man United goals were absolutely fucking mental.
Like, well, I mean, the first one wasn't really. He just shot because he got the ball from the wrong team.
Try that a thousand times. I think he scores like three. Like that was still on the half volley from 40 yards.
Yeah.
And it also was in the corner. I mean, Kelleher, to be fair, was outside of the box. But if it was a little closer to him, he would have saved it and got a red card.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't
outside of the box.
You know, caught it outside the box. Yeah. I mean, it was and main, but I mean, these are the things, right? You can talk about they were worldies, but also don't pass to the wrong team when you're in your own fucking half, and then don't stand off a man in your box for no reason when you don't have to. Like, and those are the things, right? I mean, I remember, like, there are games like City lost that game to Southampton a couple years ago, where it's just like, what's going on here? You know, I mean, these happen. It's just
it happens
you know, the timing.
To every team.
Happens to every team. Every team
year.
Yeah,
if soccer worked that the best team always won, City would get 120 points a year. Like they would fucking win 99.9% of games. It's fun. Yeah. It's a good sport to watch because they don't.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Arsenal would not have lost a game this season. They wouldn't have drawn a game this season. They've been so consistently great, but obviously that's not how soccer works. So.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, fair enough.
But I mean, in terms of takeaways for FPL, I don't think
there's like none.
There are any, right? It's just their defense is still brittle, and they dominate games, and you know they should win every game, and they might not win every game, and they should have scored more than two goals, and they were really bad, and they still scored two goals, or really bad in the final in the box or whatever. So, you know, it's still
And Mo,
their attackers
I mean,
still look good.
A lot of people in Discord were really like, I don't know, they like someone wronged them with how many chances Mo had and he only scored the pen. But I mean, we said the exact words last spot, like he's just been off it for months. I mean, he's also, there's a lot of factors and form is some weird made up bullshit thing. And, you know, usually we kind of just ignore it, but he's barely played this calendar year. I mean, he's not playing any games. He's started like four games or something like that in months. He's been fasting also. Like there's all these things and he just looks bad. He's not hitting the ball cleanly in any of these games recently. And so it's just like, you know, you can be mad. Of course you want your guy to score when he gets a million chances, but also that's kind of what form is in a nutshell, right? It's like if he's not like striking the ball cleanly, if he's not getting his shots on target consistently, then like, you know, it tends to keep going that way until it doesn't. And that whenever that happens is completely unpredictable and can happen mid-match, but it's happening right now currently.
Yeah. I mean, I thought he looked fine in terms of the way he played. It was just the final ball, final action was
that was
under
the same though.
Overcooked.
That was the same in Sheffield United, and that was the same in Brighton. And look, he scored against Man United. He scored against Brighton.
Yeah,
but you know he's just so smart and good, so he's always going to be in the right position to get good chances.
And he has credit bank. Like it's just these things. It's like he had a long life.
He just. Yeah, I mean, I said when he got the pen, I was even like, he hasn't struck a ball cleanly in a fucking month. You know, I'm like tempted to give this pen to Maka or something, but you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's still his team. I mean, Darwin to me is, I mean, this might be a post-mortem one, but I am a little bit concerned about Darwin's progression as a player because, I mean, there are these games where they're just big moments, or like when is he going to take a game by the scruff of its neck and show quality? Like his quality, I feel like, shines through in games that don't really matter that much, or they're like flat track bully games where it's like, oh yeah, great, like you did good against a bottom 10 team. Versus like, when has there been a, I mean, I guess the Newcastle bench appearance was a good one,
but I couldn't disagree more.
Yeah, but I mean, he's got 11 goals, and you know, that's, but I feel like it, just watching him, it's like this is last year, Groundhog Day, where I still get so frustrated by him in the final third of just like, why do you keep doing the wrong thing? It's like last year you get a pass because you're a kid. You just got here. You don't speak the language. I mean, whatever. All the cliches you can go after. And he's obviously been better this year in general. But I still just watch him. I'm just like, are you going to actually like be a reliable donger? Like kind of, or are you just going to be a piece? Like, are you going to be like Jesus? Like a little bit, like someone who's just like he does the things, he runs
third
around
or fourth and, kind of a tiger. Yeah. I mean, I like, think. The progression is enough that I'm very, very positive about him. But
yeah,
I could see where you're coming from. I think that like a lot, I saw a ton of people in Discord just like blaming him. Like, and I
loved
just,
the sub. I was happy he subbed him.
I hated the sub, even though Gakpo played well. I mean, I just never want to sub him when we need a goal. But I mean, for me, it was like just rewatching that a bit of that first half. I mean, that was the moment where it should have been 3-0. Like the second half was kind of crazy. Man United scored some crazy goals and it was more open, more back and forth, more like the cup game. The first half though was like Sobo huge chances, Mo huge chances. And like the end of the game was like a Diaz huge chance, another Mo huge chance. Like those were the ones that are like burned in my mind way more than anything Darwin did personally. But
yeah.
You know,
but this is going to cherry pick, and it's out of context slightly because of when he plays and when he didn't, but he has 11 goals this year in the league. These are the teams he scored against: Newcastle, West Ham, NFO, Burnley, Bournemouth, Burnley again, Brentham, NFO again, Sheffield United.
Yeah.
It's like,
why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
it's like Haaland.
We'll see. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see where he goes next.
But also the Newcastle one was when they were good. You know, the NFO one is in the 99th minute, match winner off the bench. No, you know, there's context.
Yeah. They're
good.
They're good. You know, he scores goals. There's 11 goals. It's a good amount of goals, like somewhat decent for a striker on the best attack in the league kind of player. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see where he goes next.
And he has a fuckload of assists.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good return.
Yeah.
Assist in this game, assist against Man City too, you know.
Yeah, they're one less than goal for striker. It's like this, you know.
Well, yeah, for FPL points, but I'm just talking, I thought you were more talking from IRL, but yeah, FPL, I mean, he's 11 goals, 11 assists.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's great.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, not even 2,000 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's started like 20 games or something like that. But yeah, no, I wanted to go back to the defense really quick because Shut Up Luke said, who are the four best defenders in the game currently? Which I thought was kind of an interesting question because 1 through 3 are the easiest things in the world. It's Gabriel, White, and Saliba.
Yeah.
And then finding number four is just, I don't know, there's some probably funny like idiom I could say here, just shitting in a barrel or something like that. But that's how it feels to pick a fourth out of the rest of the teams.
Yeah.
I don't know. Itnori, I guess, because he's playing striker, but that will probably end in 2 weeks once they get their actual strikers back, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I still feel okay about City. I mean, I'm 0-1. Take the L on the chin.
City.
I am. I just feel like the fixtures and with the run in that they're going to be zoned in. Like they have Champions League. Like, I feel like they're just going to. I mean, look,
Zinchenko. It might be.
It's an ineligible. Can't get City. Yeah. I just feel like, you know, they had the two goals conceded. They had a third one. I mean, it's still, you look at the first goal was Stones making a diabolical error. Like, individual defenders made an individual error in the game. Like, there were four bad individual errors by Man City defenders throughout the course of the game, and they resulted in two goals. Yep. And, you know, and that's it. That was literally the only thing that they allowed in the course of the entire game. So, you know,
You're using the argument, like you could say the exact same about Liverpool for the last like month, but you think Liverpool defense is really bad.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, it suits me in one way and it doesn't suit
okay,
me.
Okay.
No, I think it's more just, seriously though, it's more the control of the game. Like Liverpool, you know, they're pressing up. Yeah, they play more. And, you know, in terms of, you know, credit banked and, City has way more than Liverpool to me in this regard, you know, and the fixtures matter too. You know, I mean, I feel like they have a really good run and they don't play any really good attacks. And
who do you think wins the league?
City, I think City's going to take it now. I think it's City. You
know? I think, yeah, of I don't think all they're three lose a game. Teams, I think they have by far the best chance to win every game.
Yeah. That's what I think they'll do.
If Arsenal or Liverpool are going to win it over them, they would also have to win every game because City's only 1 point behind. And I just don't know if either team can do that. And Arsenal are the best team in the league. They legit are, I think.
Yeah, but, I mean, their fixtures are incomparably the worst of the three. It's not close.
So far and away.
So by so many measures, it's the hardest fixture list of the three.
It really is.
And they have Champions League. So, I just don't think that they're going to get over the line there.
It's going to be really interesting. We haven't really seen Arteta rotate that much, except for the recent game, the Luton game. I really wonder how he's going to deal with, you know, Kai, Saka, White, Odegaard.
And that's my concern with them is that I just don't think they have depth in goals. Tom's back, you know, they have plenty of defense, but, you know, I mean, I feel like there's going to be a game where they just like can't score a second goal and they draw.
It's like Trossard and Nketiah and they're just not clicking.
They're relying on wingers for goals
or something. I mean, the thing also with like obviously Saka's such a great player and Martinelli's still pretty good and Odegaard's great, but they're not that prolific of goal scorers. So even if they're like chasing a game and you're bringing Saka on 70, I'm not like, oh, he's fucking banging one, right? That's not like his style of play.
Totally.
I could see that. But I mean, keeping a clean sheet every game certainly helps.
Pretty good place to start.
It's a pretty good place to start. 0-0 forever.
It's just winning every game compared to
it's so hard.
It's so hard
and you need a lot of luck. I mean, that's just straight up how it is. You need a pen, you need a fucking thing, you need a red card,
and you need your offense to pick up your defense. Bouncing, or you need your defense to pick up your offense. And those are the kind of things that
bounce can just go against you in soccer and just completely derail.
And those are the kind of things where I think with City, another aspect to this compared to Liverpool is they have, you know, their squad, the core of their squad has been there for years. Liverpool has a completely new squad this year.
Going into the season, if you handed me third place for Liverpool, I was like, that's an unbelievable rebuild year. Holy shit, we're back on track. You know, we're young, new midfield. Yeah, so it's like, it's crazy to be in this spot at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. It's going to be exciting for sure. And then both teams play Champions League tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Liverpool plays Atalanta on Thursday. So it's a fucking crazy time.
Yeah. Fun week.
We did get some Arsenal questions. Admin said, which Arsenal mid do you think is the best pick? Is it still Saka?
It wasn't Taka last time we potted. And it's still
except
not.
Except for pens.
Well, Kai still fucking shat all over his face without pens this week again. You know, I mean, no, it's definitely Kai by a lot.
It's Kai. It's Kai.
Yeah, it's definitely Kai. It's back to Sokka just plays wing. You know, he's a winger on pens and he's good. You know, he'll have his purple patches like he had, you know, in the, you know, a month or so ago, and he had, you know, he's rattling off goals all the time.
Yeah.
But he also, you know, I mean, we were talking about his points being fraudulent almost all season, looking, dating back to like game week 5, where it's just like he's falling upwards of just assist on a corner, you know, phantom assist that he shouldn't have even gotten credit for.
Yeah.
You know,
I remember
a pen
that.
To keep it going. And, you know, he's just been so close to being JWP, and instead he's just hauling kind of thing.
Instead he's like, maybe top scoring mid or something like that.
Yeah, and no, he's clearly carrying something. He's clearly being protected. They have Champions League. It just, he doesn't seem like he's great right now. Meanwhile, Kai is, like you said, I think that non-pen XG shot chance, whatever the fuck that you said
time. Who gets the best chances on the team?
Basically, who gets the best chance on the team? And it's obviously Kai. I mean, you watch the games, it's very clearly him getting the biggest chances every game, basically.
Yep.
And everything kind of funnels towards him, and Sokka's not making the, you know, he's just staying outside. So, I think it's Kai.
And then Voldy and Aurelio, sort of similar questions. I mean, Voldy said, do I go double Arsenal D versus double Arsenal attack, Kai plus Sokka? And then Aurelio said, I have Sokka and Gabriel. Which third Arsenal should be my priority? So for me, it's still double D. I still think it should be the other center back who will start every game. And I'm not sure everyone else will start every game.
Yeah, I mean, I think Gabriel and White are the two best picks by a lot.
Even defense. White, I'm like, he'll rest one of these games, I think.
I don't know. He's a monster. He's a machine. But I think it's back to the replacement level of who you're getting instead. Yeah. And, you know, the replacement level for defense is a lot lower than a midfielder. So, I mean, that to me drives the answer more than,
for sure.
Do I think, that's the most important piece of the processing for me.
Yeah.
Why I would want the Arsenal defender, second defender rather than second attacker.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. And and they're just cannot be understated how dominant they've been this season defensively. Yeah. So, I expect it to continue. Let's go to Spurs real quick. You know, they won 3-1, kind of a, you know, two bangers from the defenders. Adman said, do you prefer Sun, Newcastle away, or an Arsenal mid, Villa home? D said, do you think Sun will be good against Newcastle, or is he fine sell to upgrade Richards to Gabriel? And Jitterbug said, I don't have Sun, but I agree with you guys, he might haul versus Newcastle. Do I buy him for just 1 week and then bench him next week, or is that dumb? Another quiet Sun game.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't possibly worry about him.
just by nature of
where he is positionally, like what they try to do all game. And he's on pens, which they seem to never get. Do they have two pens this year? They have no fucking pens this year, this team.
I was thinking about that recently. And you know why they have no pens?
They don't have fucking Kane anymore.
Well, that. But also, Timo and BJ, their best swingers by a wide margin. As soon as they get the ball, they just whip one in near post or like across goal.
Yeah, they don't dribble anyone.
They
in the
never
box.
Dribble. They never even cut back to get like change the angle or anything. Yeah, they just
Kulu
hit it as hard and low across net as possible.
Yeah, Kulu like, shouldn't he just fucking falls down? He's so bad. Or he's
who even won their one? Sun won their fucking one pen. Yeah. So like that's exactly what I'm kind of saying. It's like that they don't have guys who win pens.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate, but
they still might get one.
handball. Where's Danny Rose just chipping it onto someone's
hand?
But no, I mean, they have tough fixtures. They have the blank.
They also have a double.
They have two doubles. I mean, Sun's just going to get points.
What do you make of the 35 double? Because, you know, on paper, it's home Arsenal away Chelsea. Not the best in the world. And then they have an unscheduled double.
I mean, he could easily get 20 points in that double. Like, Darb at home, that game. Yeah,
Arsenal defense. It's usually crazy, but Arsenal, yeah, you'd imagine,
also going to be coming off a little. Yeah, but they're coming off a huge pile up. You know, yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, just, that game could be anything.
Yeah.
Chelsea are one of the worst teams in the league.
Chelsea, I mean, looks like a fucking banker. Like, maybe I should, yeah, be thinking Triple Cap Son.
That's what I'm, yeah, I mean, like, I would rather Triple Cap Son than Palmer, you know, for example. But, yeah, I think it depends on the rest of your team and the texture of your team. I mean, because if you want Son for the double and you have nothing to do right now besides get him in, and you can afford a Benjamin 34, and like the timing of it makes sense, I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I mean, he's still almost scored. I mean, I know like his underlyings are really bad that game, but like he had that shot at the end that Sells barely saved onto the post. You know, that's what he's capable of. That's kind of why we own him, is like, even if he gets two shots, both of bad quality, he can turn one into a banger, and then it's like, call.
I mean, I just don't know what you want to see. Like, do you? Does he need to brace every game for you to have him in the team? Like,
more shots, not you, and better not
you,
quality.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, you, yeah, in general. It's like, we've been watching this player for 10 years in the league. He's playing striker. Like, just get him. Like, he's just, yeah, a good pick. Yeah. He might blank a couple more times. Okay, you know, but yeah, like, yeah, what are we looking at here? You know, he's just a great pick. You know, just get him and be happy to have him and hope that he gets points in these few games while he's playing out of position.
He's still I'm not counting Elise, who's barely played, but if you just go points per start, I mean, he's still fourth. He's ahead of Saka. Yeah. And he's only behind Palmer, Mo, and Haaland.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And what more do you want? You know, he's nailed. He plays 90 now.
Yeah.
I think he's great. But who do you prefer? Son, Newcastle away, or Arsenal, Villa home?
Son. He's by a lot. Yeah. I don't think it's close.
I think it's close with Kai. I mean, Villa. Yeah,
I don't.
Villa just concede 2 to 4 goals every game, I feel like, since like January. I don't even know if that's exaggerating. I mean,
they're going to have Emmy back. I mean, Mr. Olsen is not quite
the
shot stopper, or can't do really much of anything.
But they lost Doug Luiz.
True. Counterpoint, Doug's gone.
Counterpoint, Doug. Their best midfielder by a wide margin. I mean, if you just sort defense by away defenses, Luton are by a mile the worst. By a full expected goal, pretty much the worst. And then it goes Sheffield, Burnley, Newcastle, Villa. So, I mean, that's the... That's the range that we're in right there.
Yeah, they're comparable range, Villa and Newcastle. I think that the Champions League game is very, I mean, on both ends of this game for Arsenal, very, very loud, where I expect them to really just shut down and try and expend as little energy as possible. Like they did in the
Luton game, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's their actual schedule? So they play tomorrow, and they have a lot of days off before the Sunday game against Villa, to be fair.
But then they play again next week, right?
Yeah, I know, but 4 days off for Villa, and then it's a short one to Bayern, I guess. I guess it sort of depends on tomorrow also, right?
Because yeah, Arsenal are
just
in the game.
Better than Bayern. They could just
win 4-0. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like... And I also just think, in a vacuum, Son's just better than, you know, any of the Arsenal mids, so...
Yeah, Newcastle Spurs should be, like... an insane 3-3. High scoring game by every, you know, there's really no way that it's not. It's probably Son. What else do we have today? Do you know who you're capping? I mean, I'm just pulling this out of a hat. I haven't even really looked.
Yeah, I do, baby.
Let me try and figure out. I got my cap. Oh, it's
sorted.
On Kev, right?
Nope.
Who is it? How is it not on Kev?
What? Debts are being, debts will be
Tony
collected. Oh yeah,
Tony Home Chef. You, yeah. Walsh in. I'm starting rested. Reg, so it's just gonna be Reg's assist to Tony three times. Rested. We both profit. Yeah, dude, I know. Rare rest.
He's gonna fucking destroy them.
And Jitterbug asks, is Kai the best cap this week? And he's certainly a cap, but he's a player. The best.
Yeah, he's a player that plays.
And whoever starts for City is the best cap. Their home Luton. I mean, this is like a Jalv week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can reasonably captain a City player. We have to wait and see what happens midweek. Yeah,
but you would need a leak in order to do that.
Yeah, I think. And that's you not going to come. We're not going to get a leak.
It
that
probably
early.
Won't. Yeah. Although they tend to leak more than other teams. I feel like we always get like early Haaland news and shit.
I think though. I mean, it will also it depends on who Liverpool play on Thursday. You know who starts because I mean
I think he'll go really strong.
Yeah, he could. He could also not. I mean, he could.
Yeah,
sit
he might
five
not.
Players,
but
so.
I think he'll change like two players and try and win it in the first leg. And that's kind of
if that happens in that sketch. I mean, I think Son's a very reasonable option, honestly.
I think Son is live. I think someone like a Jalv is live, but risky
yeah, but
without
no one
a
has
leak.
Him. Like,
I know,
you,
but
would
you
like
transfer
bring
him
in and get to captain?
Sure. I mean,
for
I
the might start.
I don't fucking yeah. You cap him for the might starts. Look how that worked for you.
He fucking sucks though.
Nah,
he misses
dude.
Everything.
He's due. He's
no,
due.
I don't know. Fuck, man.
I cannot.
I mean, watching him play is ridiculous. He misses
his point
everything.
Dodging this year yeah. is probably more Mind than blown. Anyone in the league.
Yeah,
maybe Nico.
I think actually more than anyone.
Right? I mean, even that last game, I mean, he could have scored like three
Who's
goals.
Who's Nico? N-Dot? No, he doesn't dodge shit. He's just actually bad. No, Jalv dodges.
It's still a dodge. I mean, Dom.
I don't think you dodge if you're bad. If you're bad, you're just doing, you're playing your game.
You're just playing at your
yeah,
level.
Like, Jalv is dodging.
Fine. Yeah. Nico, who might come into my team soon, but we'll get there. I can't wait.
Fucking fuck me. He's never coming back in my team.
I can't wait. I love him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know who I'm going to cap.
It's fucking Tony week, baby.
I'll get there on
it's
Thursday. Maybe I'll bring
Tony
in
week.
Tony
bring
in for
Tony
Holland.
In and bring Tony in and cap him with me. We can fly together.
Which ball is talking right now?
The right one.
The good ball or the bad ball?
The right one.
Like right the direction or correct one?
R-I-G-H-T, the right one.
I don't know if that's the good one or the bad one. This is like that problem of like the doors where like one guard can only say yes and the other guard can only say no or some shit. This is tough to figure out which ball is the correct one or not.
And the guard keeps saying maybe.
Yeah, exactly. The guard keeps saying might start.
Dude, Tony, this is the ultimate repayal, the reprisal from Tony.
Oh my god, week. I can't wait for you. I almost don't want to go there also because I might ruin the juju that you have going right now.
Not a thing. That's not a thing. He doesn't know any of this is happening.
Well, he might listen to the pod.
Frank's probably fucking Yugi Low, like sniffing his ass right now. Fucking Frank.
How do you mean?
You know
is that
I'm
a good thing or
about.
A bad thing? I don't know.
Maybe.
Other random questions we got. Blue Bottle said, I don't really understand this question now that I'm looking at it again. He said, how many points would you deem realistic to catch on the field if you're staying moderately template and moderately lucking out in the last game week?
Say that. I need that one more time. I think I'm
I don't
there,
understand
but I'm not
it.
Quite there.
I hope you do. He said, how many points would you deem realistic to catch on the field if you're staying moderately template and moderately lucking out in the last game weeks?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So he's basically asking, like, if you're not taking extreme risks, like, what's
you
a reasonable expectation to
how much
to gain?
Could you go up?
I think, like,
a lot still, I think, honestly.
Well, like, let's look at just from the game week standpoint. We're in game week 33. There's, like, some doubles and stuff. I think if you can gain something like 6 points on the field in a given in each game week, that would be an incredible job by you.
Yeah.
Like, if you can consistently do that.
Yeah.
If you're staying fairly template, I mean, it means that you'll have to hit on some of the fringe picks, but...
Yeah, I mean, which means, like, 2 picks or 3 picks, right? Like, there's not that many fringe picks right now.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, you pick a couple doublers, you know,
but
maybe...
Yeah, I mean, if you're chalk capping, I mean, it's... Like, because if you're sitting there and you're like, oh, I'm 50 points away from top 100K or whatever your target is, to say, yeah, like, can I do that if I don't do anything, you know, kind of wild? Right. And I think that, you know, yeah, I think about 50 points is doable if you stay template and don't do anything too out there.
That sounds fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And how many places that brings you up depends on what you're ranked. So I can't answer that.
Yeah,
I
mean, if you're just looking at the sheer numbers, which is, I think, yeah, I think the question is, I understand where you're coming from, if it is not slightly awkwardly worded.
Good that you got there. You're going to love this question. Mizrana said, with Boomo back and booming and a decent run of fixtures, is Regs worth a second chance? And then Beerly said, Brentford with the three Musketeers, Boomo, Wissa, and Tony, they have really good calendar. They have a really good schedule on paper. No doubles. Is it interesting or stay away?
I mean, Tony's
just capping.
Capping confidently and very comfortably, captaining Tony. They play Luton, Fulham, fucking Bournemouth at Newcastle.
They like, actually have the most fucked good schedule could ever imagine.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Tony hasn't gotten any points in 2 months, but
home Sheffield, away points. Luton, away Everton, which is actually kind of bad. But then home Fulham, away Bournemouth, home Newcastle. I mean, they're facing some of the worst defenses in the league.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't won a game in a few months. All that means is they're due.
Mm, yeah, I do. It is interesting. It's hard. It's just hard to go there over a doubler, I guess. But yeah, you could snip snap. You could bench 1 week. Maybe you bench them in 37 or something. Bench them in 35 for a Chelsea or Spurs doubler or some shit like that if you're really concerned about that. But yeah, there's definitely points every year. There's points to be gained on the field. Everyone goes with the I have to bring in this guy and I have to bring in this other guy. Yeah. And they don't have to. It's the stupidest fucking thing ever. I hate when people say that. And there's plenty of players who outscore the have to guys. But everyone, I mean, feels too much pressure from I have
many
to bring in Gusto.
How many people had to bring in Mo to captain him home Chef U? He got 1 point.
How many people had to bring in Gusto? He has two doubles upcoming. How's that been going? Absolute worst piece of shit in the world. It can seem three to Man United,
I've
two
been
to
fucking
nine.
Saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying there's tons of to get guys. It's a ridiculous concept. Like,
that's
so
where
much.
I keep coming back around to captaincy, just being the ultimate. Like, don't do what everyone's doing. Like, it's such a random shit thing, you know?
Mm.
Like, you're talking about season, how many points can I gain if I'm chalk. It's like, don't captain the most chalk. Then you can gain 150 points
on
the field.
Right.
You know
yeah,
I mean?
If you could have the most template team in the world and differential cap, and you could go insane.
Because the difference between you're covering yourself with maybe the guy that everyone's capping because your team's template, so you have the best guy, you have Haaland or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Your downside is so much lower than your up, you know, like how much you can go down versus how much you can go up. It's like this.
I wonder, like, what
one of those, you know?
Yeah, one of those. I wonder what percent this season of cap, like, a successful or unsuccessful cap is just pens. Like, how many times has just said Saka's just got a pen and Palmer just got a pen and Mo just got a pen and Holland got a pen? Insert five more guys. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, wow, great cap this week. Yeah. That's the takeaway. When the real takeaway is just like, you got so fucking lucky they got a pen because it's completely random.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's part of it. That's part of it.
You have to get this guy. How many times we hear that every live stream? We do our live stream every week before the deadline. Everyone's just like,
Holland and
I can't get rid of him because he doubles, and I have to get him because they double. And then our advice is just like, all right, well, just do that then, because what do you even want our opinion for?
If you have to, then we don't have to have a
conversation. Yeah, I didn't realize there's a fucking gun to your head right now.
And it's so, I feel like when I was the first few years of playing FPL, like, I had such a higher subscription to that notion of just, you know, there are these players that everyone has, or these picks that are, you know, so obvious, and this fixture that's so good, and, you know, I'd take a -8 or something to get the guy in, and like, that shit doesn't really usually work.
Yeah, but you used to fucking finish top 20K every year.
Yeah, but no one played back then. Now everyone's playing, and I'm fucking.
You're not giving yourself enough credit for a 4K, 16K, 16K, 23K, 25K. It doesn't matter,
but you know what I'm talking about. Like, I feel like that idea of just like being on rails with what the, you know, Hive says that is correct or optimal or whatever. Yeah.
Well, we're getting
algorithm existed.
We're getting really post-mortem-y, which I love. I mean, I think this is like the most interesting shit to talk about, to be honest. But I also still think we've talked about this at some point. I don't remember when it was, but back then there weren't all these pods and Twitter accounts, and we didn't have a Discord and all this shit. We didn't know what other people were doing, really. Like, you were talking on the FFS forum, so you knew a couple guys, and we talked together, and Twitter still existed. I knew a couple guys, but it didn't feel as bad to cap the chalk, because we legitimately did not know who the chalk was.
Yeah,
and made us better at the game.
No, but I mean, maybe we had different experiences back then, because I was much more involved in FFS.
Yeah, I wasn't like, into I that was shit at
I read
all.
Every article. I hated those guys. I talked on the forum with everybody. Yeah. I was very involved for a few years. So I was really, like, I was more plugged in then to the community than I was since we started podding.
Yeah. You know? Well, yeah, I guess so, we had reverse. Yeah,
we were reversals. Ships passing in the night on that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jitterbug said, would you buy Haaland now, or is it a complete stay away because of the Madrid games either side of Luton? And then Hardly Boys added, would it be an insane move or 5 million IQ move to drop Haaland for Jalv ahead of Lutonites, given the perceived minutes risk of being sandwiched between the Madrid-UCL matches? What about for another forward who also doubles in 34? Exactly what we're talking about. I don't know. What did they do last year? I think Haaland did get dropped for a game or two. Right, when I was hauling Jalv points.
I mean, can't be fucked to do that research.
That's all. I mean, I'm doing it right now. It takes 2 seconds, but that's all you can like base it on. I can't be fucked. So dramatic. It's the fucking easiest thing ever to pull up the match log. I can't fucking be bothered with that shit. It's like, okay, relax, dude. Get a fucking life, Hardly Boys. Eat shit.
All right. So what is the answer then, you fucking researcher?
Quarterfinals. In between the Bayern games, they had home Leicester. Haaland started, braced, and got subbed in half. Pretty good. And then in between the Madrid game, in the semifinal, they had Everton away. Haaland started, got a goal, played 77 minutes. Not looking good for that.
So
that theory.
He wants rhythm merchanting there.
Yeah, it seems like it. He did not start away home Chelsea after the Madrid game, but I think the league was won then. So I think that doesn't count. So basically he just kept starting every game.
Okay.
So probably bad. Seems like
and or get him and or keep him.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's not showing me a game where he just wasn't in the squad. That might be happening. But you would need a leak, man. But getting rid of him, I don't think it's like that bad. I mean, he doesn't double in 34. Who do they have? They're away Brighton, not a great fixture. You could safely bring him back later. I think it's fine. I think it's a fine time to get rid of him, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have him. It's fucking feels fine to me.
He's very fine to you.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, maybe he'll get a return, a game-ish is what he's been doing, and he costs a fucking $1 billion, so yeah, go for it.
I mean, shout out to Sides in our Discord, because his description of Haaland's performance against Palace, I think, was spot on. He just said, it does what it says it'll do on the box. And that's exactly what his performance was. It was just like, I think his first three like noticeable touches were like, have a big chance, saved. He had a one-on-one. Create a big chance for Jalv, if that even exists. and Jalv missed, obviously, and then score. And it was just like, yeah, that's the guy. That's what he does.
Yep.
Okay. Psycho said, is it Chris Wood time? Speaking of a good striker.
I mean, he keeps doing these goals somehow.
I owe an apology to Chris Wood because...
Yeah, I mean, we've been dead and burying him for a long while.
I mean, 2-3 years ago, he's washed, he's done. He can't run, he doesn't get shots. Like, because he was legitimately fucking really good when Burnley were good.
Yeah.
And then he just fell off the face of a planet. He was terrible for Burnley when they got relegated. He was terrible for Newcastle. I thought he was terrible last year on the loan. I was every time he played, I was like, they should not keep him.
It's fucking NFL April. And if I pose to you, you know, who has more goals in April at any date of April, Chris Wood or Darwin Nunez?
Dude, he has the more goals is Chris than Wood. Most players in the league.
Yeah. I mean, he's just chilling, fucking big time chilling.
He has the same number of non-pen goals as Mo.
Yeah.
And he has one more than Isak, one more than Darwin. He's just a festival. If he had pens, he'd be on like 15, 16 goals probably.
They don't double. They do have good fixtures. It's just, it's a tough one to put him in. And yeah, it's also, you don't feel like there's a sustainability factor there because it's fucking Chris Wood. So.
And it's NFL. And it's Nuno coaching NFL.
Yeah. And they suck. So
yeah.
I think it's a nice thing. It's haha funny in that kind of way, but it's also not, I'm going to put him in my team.
But you look at home Wolves this week, I'm like, yeah, he'll probably fucking score. You know, I mean, that's how he's playing.
Yeah, sure.
Well, let's see. We got like 5 more questions here. Palm said, is Petrovic on thin ice in Chelsea? Is it better to swerve him and get someone like Vicario with the two doubles? Well, you should look at Walsh's wildcard team.
Fucking pandering to me or some bullshit.
I think this question.
Is. Yeah, I mean, Chelsea are just such a joke. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Was he on the bench? Is he back on the bench?
He was on the bench. Or he was in training. It was one or the other. I couldn't remember.
Petrovic is not good.
He's not good. He's never been good. He never will be good.
I mean, look at his game. Fully believe that. 2-1-2-0-2-2-3-1-3-10-2-3. It's like, what the fuck? He's like the worst keeper in the league.
Advanced stats have him as one of the worst keepers in the league. Yeah.
He looks it as well. So
Yeah. He passes that. Some of the goals he concedes are just unbelievably bad. Per 90, which is probably how you should do it because, you know, some of these keepers, like Petro's only played 14 games. Per 90, most underperforming keeper in the league. He's worse than Matt Turner.
Yeah.
That's not company you want to keep. Not company you want to keep.
Yeah. But
he's only 24, but nah.
Yeah. Still like Vicario a lot for the doubles.
Vic is good. X50 said, with Walker and Ake out, what do we think of Rico Lewis as a pick?
I like it a lot. Really? I'm very much looking at him for. I mean, Gvard, we don't know if he's fit, right?
He's not fit. I think Pep said he's like a doubt for the Champions League game, which might mean he's fine for the next league game. I don't know, but
yeah. But I mean, dude, they have nobody else. Like they have no players. Yeah. So the back four, if Gvard is out, has to be Akanji, Ruben, Stones, and Rico. Akanji playing left back, right? It just has to be. Probably. Those are the only fit players. So, you know, he's 4-2. He pops up in really good areas. He scored his goal this week. He's a
really, really good player.
He's really good.
You know, they're not a great defense. He's maybe nailed for one game and then he's back on the bench. I don't know.
I guess it depends on Gvard's. I mean, how fit or unfit is he?
I assume he'll be on the bench tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that would put some cold water on it. But it also, I mean, they're really imbalanced and like deficient when they play Akanji at right back and Guardiola at left back. Yeah. I mean, that's the four center back four situation.
Yeah, they're and a fucking mess all over the place.
Like,
yeah,
like I don't know enough about tactics to know like when that's actually good for them or bad. Yeah. Like I'm sure there are really logical explanations of like this opponent doing this or that or whatever. But you know, just in general, like he's like to have like Walker playing on the right who gets forward at least like and threaten that or. You know, when Guardiola plays on the left, he gets like, but like, I feel like Rico Lewis, like, he's fucking fresh. He's barely played. Yeah. Like, I feel like he could start every game for the rest of the year. Like, he's good enough to me. Yeah. And I know he's young, but he's, you know, again, I just think he's good enough and he offers something that no one else does in the defense while Walker's out. So I do like the pick. He's 4-2.
It's certainly and when he doesn't play, he could pay off.
Yeah. And when he doesn't play, you know, it's, just play 0 minutes, you know, that works.
Yeah
You know, he doesn't come in and that's, you're not going to get too hurt, you know, I mean, that's also a gamble that I'm happy to play with.
Yeah something there. Brian said, who are your top five doublers for game week 34? We haven't really talked that much about the double game week, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many guys. It's just
the thing that I was looking at though is just like the amount of rest every team has is just ridiculously low.
Yeah. There's like 2 days off between all the games.
Yeah. I'm looking right now. There's two teams that have more than 2 days off and they only have 3 days off. And that's Chef U have 3 days off between Burnley, Man United, and Wolves have 3 days off between Arsenal, Bournemouth. Yeah. Every other team's 2 days off in their double. But also, there's also games either side of this. And so, like, right. You can say it's bad, you know, Liverpool have 2 days off between away, Fulham away, Everton. It's brutal. But they have 2 days off between Atalanta away and Fulham. And then they have 2 days off between Everton and West Ham the next game week.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe the amount of fucking...
some defenders, maybe.
Yeah, center backs. Like, I feel like no one on any of these teams, except for maybe center backs and keepers, is actually like nailed for this double, which is ridiculous.
I mean, this is the classic of enormous double. Oh my God, I'm bench boosting with 15 doublers and you have 7 doublers. And you're like, oh, whoa. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
I mean, this is, if you're bench boosting in 34, you're celebrating someone subbing on for 20 minutes because it's a plus one. And your upside seems like 120 minutes for like half your team.
Yeah, and I think with the days off and the Champions League, it's just not reasonable to really talk about it now because it's going to be so many minutes managed and until we need to look at it. Yeah, until then. We need to be looking at
Arsenal
it a lot closer.
Are the same, right? They have home Villa, 2 days off Bayern, 2 days off Wolves, 2 days off Chelsea. That's their double Wolves-Chelsea. And then they have 4 days off for Spurs. So, okay, like, great. They're going to start their starters in the Spurs game. That's the only guarantee. Like, that's literally the only one of those that's like a fucking guarantee first strongest 11, you know, other than maybe Bayern. But yeah, it's just, it's an impossible answer. Which kind of makes me want a free hit because I'm like, well, at least I'll have the most info and be able to get everyone that I want. But I don't know, might not make a difference.
Yeah.
Last question was Walshy, the cuz. He said, I'm on free hit 34. I don't want to waste a free transfer. Who are a few non-template, roguish guys for 35 through 38 that I can transfer in for 33 and not care about 33 and 34 fixtures? So, yeah, just someone for 35 through 38.
I mean, that's got to be a Spurs guy, right? Because they're double. They have two doubles in that stretch.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Spurs guy. I mean, obviously Palmer stays.
Yeah.
And Palmer also has, you know, after their double, their home West Ham, at NFO, home Bournemouth.
Yeah, but who else on Chelsea do you want? Even though they have 20 fixtures in
that's why I'm I'm honestly a little curious. I think he's good.
Oh God.
Yeah,
I can't. I can't with that.
Even
he needs more minutes. against the field than what is on offer for me to pick him over other actual players who are good at football.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. But okay. Who else? I mean,
Spurs. I think Spurs is the...
Spurs is the obvious one. I mean, Newcastle have a ridiculously good end to the season. You know, like Isak, Gordon, they're going to have a double in 37. I think also just like you got to remember that the title contenders are still probably going to be in a title race. Whether it's all three of them in the race, just two of them in the race, there's going to be a race. Yeah. And so those teams in the stretch are going to be probably winning every game. I don't think it's like... You don't want to like get rid of all these guys who are like probably going to win every game because they tend to be good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's about it. I don't know.
All right.
We have Thursday pod to figure out our teams and our caps and all that fun shit that we do.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even thought about transfers until there's too many games to be played this week.
Yeah, it's Arsenal and City both play tomorrow.
Villa, West Ham play.
West Ham, Liverpool, Villa all play on Thursday. Liverpool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit to go. Yeah, so much. And injuries and all this shit. So we'll figure it out. Maybe Matt will not punch someone in the stomach, and maybe, you know, you never know what'll happen next. But, all right, dude, no new signups. I think that's a pause. Is there anything we forgot to talk about? I don't know.
No, I think we're good.
Mets are back. You know, that one other little shower thought I had for you.
Yeah.
NFO. They're the three capital letter teams. They're NFO, they have MGW, they have Cho.
Yeah.
They just need to fill their roster with like ESR.
Double barrel, yeah.
BBD.
Double barreled, every double barrel they can find.
AMN. Yeah, every guy. Good. I love that for them. All right, dude. Any last words?
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. sportsbj.com/fmlfield. Subscribe. Leave the juice.
Podcast Network.